This Rugby League Report is brought to you by Volkswagen Amarok, the most powerful ute in its class.
I don't know whether he's a lover or a fighter, Damien Cook. Maybe a little bit of a combination of both.
He looks more like a lover.
Yeah, he's got the shoes.
He's got
and
the
no
anyone
socks
that wears the pink suit.
Yeah, but that's all right. It's okay these days.
I know it's okay, but he strikes me as more of a lover than a fighter.
I just think the shoes without the socks looks uncomfortable. Damien Cook, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, guys. Definitely a lover, not a fighter.
Were you there late, mate?
Yeah, I was there last night. Cody Walker's management, No Limit Boxing, put on a really good night. So it's the second one I've been to. A lot of the fights are really good. Not that I've got no idea what I'm talking about when it comes to boxing, but a lot of credit to the guys that get in the ring.
Yeah. How many people were there? It looked like there was a decent crowd there, Cookie.
I'm not sure how much that room actually holds, but yes, I couldn't give you a number, but it was packed out, so everyone looked like they had a pretty good night.
You'll be fired up for the weekend now. Does it get the old testosterone going watching the fights?
Well, it does a little bit. You sort of start sitting there watching. You never know what's going to happen. A couple of those fights went the distance. There was Brubaker, and then there was Tim Zhu's fight. They were pretty good to watch. Like I said, I'd definitely never get in there. That's probably where that guy took on Hodges. Got it. Over me, he actually got inside the ring, so credit to him.
Yeah, we can't doubt his courage for getting in the ring. It was just his lack of expertise with the old gloves strapped on. Hey, Cookie, a big gathering yesterday for the launch of the Origin. Some Queenslanders there, the New South Wales side. Freddie Fittler's come out and said there's half a dozen spots undecided. It could be a different looking side, mate.
I haven't heard that, but that's two big decisions he's going to have to make, and I'm glad I'm not that indecision making that decision. And Laurie's probably better at answering that one, what he's going to be like this year. So, there's a lot of guys putting their hands up and playing some really good footy, just to name a couple. The boys that are playing well at South Sydney as well.
Yeah, I think guys like Cody Walker and Adam Reynolds are in particular applying pressure to the incumbents, and that's a good position to be in too. It makes everyone lift their game, and you just can't take that Blues jersey for granted. So I think it's an exciting thing for New South Wales at the moment. But fingers crossed for yourself, Cookie, that you get through the next two games and you're there and you can hopefully lead New South Wales to another victory.
Yesterday there was a couple of reporters trying to ask to make me assume that I was there, and I never assumed that at all. And, I still want to play some really good footy, and if I'm not injury-free, I'd like to have another crack this year as well. It was a great experience last year, so I'd love to play it again. But like I said, there's a few boys even from Clubland in my team are pushing for some positions, and whether that happens or not, like you said, competition for positions is really good. It brings out the best in those players and keeps them informed and keeps you on your toes and wanting to really play hard to get that jersey again.
Yeah, and to be selected for New South Wales, you have to play well for your club sides, and you guys have been doing that. Good victory last weekend up there in Brisbane, but you go from one extreme to the other, from the warmth of Queensland to the cold of Canberra. It's going to be a difficult night down there on Saturday.
Yeah, it will be. I think this will probably be one of our tougher games of the year as well. So we haven't got Alex Johnson as well at the back, which not too much of a mix around there. We've got Corey Allen, which will go back there. So his first time playing fullback, which I think might be his preferred position as well. So last week was probably, we had a game plan that we went there with at the first half and really executed that. That's probably what the most pleasing thing was, besides the last 15 minutes. This week's been a bit different, more that freshen up the body, because we had a long turnaround last week and short turnaround this week.
Yeah.
So freshen up the body, but get down to Canberra tomorrow and they're going to be tough, and it's going to be another battle through the middle, I think, as well.
Yeah, it's going to be nice and chilly down there. And do you speak a lot about when you play down there at night? Because it is different conditions, and it's a lot more slipperier than what you'd find a normal ground. Does that get mentioned at all in the build-up to a game against Canberra?
Not so much in the build-up to the game, but you probably noticed it in the warm-up. I haven't played down to a Canberra at night time for a long time now, so... But I remember we're in the warm up and starting to pass the ball around, just got a bit dewy and a bit slippery. So something you have to be mindful of. And obviously they know the conditions down there, but everyone's playing the same conditions down there. So Well, I just have got to be on our game. Got to be a bit more focused than usual.
Mate, you don't. He doesn't get to play Origin football, but you're talking about a crafty hooker in Josh Hodgson, obviously, who plays for his country. Is he as big a challenge as anybody, or how do you rate that as a challenge, a personal challenge come this weekend?
I put him up there right with, when I take on Cameron Smith. You know, I think they're both very great hookers, and I've always enjoyed watching Josh Hodgson. He might be a bit, you know, I can probably relate to him a little bit more than what I would to Cameron Smith's style of hooker, even though I'd love to play that style and get that really that game management style really good in my game. But Josh Hodgson's he's got a bit of a running game as well. He loves to jump down those short sides, and ever since I've been, you know, he's been over here, I've kept a close eye on him and just watched what he does on the field. He's good to watch.
I've really loved the way that Sam Burgess has thrived with the captaincy. He's always been a good player, one of the great players, and I just think he's just leading by example at the moment. Can you tell us a little bit about his captaincy style, Cookie? Is he a big talker, or is he more just sort of lead the way, or is he a guy that when he says something, everyone just sort of takes stock and goes, right, this is what we're doing now?
Well, it's a bit of a full package with Sam. He's probably ticks all those boxes. It's probably what makes him such a great leader. But when Greggy was captain, Greggy was someone that would have not so much a talker, but would lead on the field, and you know, just having his presence there as well, and lead by his actions. Where Sam sort of will do a lot of the talking before the game as well. If you notice the team after a try is not really connected, or so you know, we're not doing well, he'll get us back together and have his say, try and get us all switched on. But then there's moments where I think his leadership's probably gone to a different level, where he's sitting out in the edge now, not in the middle. He can really see what's happening in the game, and when he thinks he needs to come in and just change the momentum with maybe a big hit or a big run, he can do that. So yeah. He's getting a better look at the game, I think, out in the edge.
Yeah, that's what I've found with his leadership. If something needs to be done, he's not asking anyone else to do it. He does it himself. And there was that game earlier in the season, I'm just trying to think who you played. Was it the Bulldogs up in...
Warriors.
And he made that tackle on Fusatua, and that just changed the whole momentum of the game. And for me, that's what a leader does. He can change the momentum and regain it back for his team. And that's what impressed me about his style. I just think he's a remarkable player.
Yeah, and that was one of the moments that stand out for me too. We weren't really defending really well up that game. We're scoring some points, but letting some points in, and it was off between tap, and he just smashed him. And I think that a couple of boys picked up the aggression in our defence, and I think that a couple of boys tried to put a shot on the next tackle as well. So it just got us all back into the game. And like you said, changed momentum. But he's very good at what he does, Sam. He's definitely one of the best forwards and captains of the game.
Cookie, just on Magic Round, mate, it appeared to be a good success from a player's point of view. How did everybody find it? The atmosphere looked to be good on and off the field. You know, the precinct was buzzing up there. They've got a few things going for them.
Yeah, you know, it was a packed stadium. The stadium was buzzing. The town was buzzing. We went for a walk up the mall on Friday when we got there, and it was just, you know, packed, and there was different jerseys everywhere, which was great to see. And we didn't watch too much footy. Wayne's big when we play a Sunday afternoon game, not to watch a lot of games before that. Just sort of clear your mind a little bit, and you don't play your own game in your head too many times. So, but by the looks of things, the most important was that the field held up really well. It was a great track for us, and obviously with the last game as well. So it's credit to Suncorp for how they looked after the field.
And finally from me, mate, Adam Reynolds, there was some talk that he didn't finish training yesterday. Is he in some doubt at all this weekend?
No, not at all. Not in doubt. Yeah, not sure exactly what happened, but he went off to get it checked, but he said it's all good to play, and he'll be down there 100%.
Right. Fantastic. How are you going tip-wise?
I don't think I should give one. That's two bad tips in a row. So.
Oh, mate, that's nothing.
It can happen, mate. It can happen.
Cookie, that's nothing.
It happens to the best of us.
We've got a couple of years with bad tips.
Yeah. Haven't had a chance to look again.
All right.
Last week I went to Adam Reynolds for that one.
Oh, well, we'll blame him.
Blame Reno. Can you text us through, mate? Because everyone texts in, what's Cookie on this weekend? So we need to know, mate, by tomorrow if you can.
No worries.
Good on you, buddy.
Cheers, guys.